I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under district report, we have been sharing with the community things that are going on in our building under our district report. So there's a few things that each building administrator would like the public to know what's happening. So in the primary, big kudos goes out to the primary. They received an overall A award. And this is for the Norton Primary Elementary School is demonstrating high academic performance and building bright futures for students of every background and ability level. And Mr. Morris, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there anything that you want to share about that?
You know, it was a big venture, I think, with consolidating three buildings and bringing, you know, three buildings to one. And I think we've done a really good job of bringing all those towns together and becoming a really strong building that's impacted our academics for our kids. And I can't thank the staff. You know, starts with our preschool and then just grows into our seven sections of kindergarten. So very happy for our staff.
Congratulations. And this is from the Ohio Board, State Board of Education. Also, something else, positive thing happening in the primary is that the Office of Early Learning and School Readiness was at the school last Tuesday, and their Norton Developmental Preschool passed with 100% compliance, and this is for the second year in a row. So again, congratulations. Right. Now, for the elementary, the parent group PAC is hosting an art show, ice cream social, and basket raffle on Friday, March 15th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and this will be held at the Norton Middle School. On March 19th, Norton Elementary School fourth graders will have the opportunity to play their recorders alongside the Akron Symphony Orchestra, which I think that's a great opportunity. And that's going to be at the Word Church in Akron. So how fun will that be? March
27th. For the
orchestra members or for the kids? For both, come on. March 22nd, the third graders will participate in a science event that is being presented by the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. And also this month, Norton Elementary students will be learning techniques and etiquette from the game of golf. So golf clubs and other materials were donated from the First Tee of Akron for both the middle school and the elementary to share. So, and at the middle school, on March 29th, the middle school will be hosting the DARE graduation for all sixth graders in the high school auditorium. They have completed 10 weeks of lessons and learning as provided by Officer Starling and the Norton Police Department. So we're very appreciative and thankful for the police department in assisting us with that. Also on March 29th, the seventh graders will be holding their college fair. And what I have a seventh grader, so I know very well what's going on with that. The students select a college that they want to research, and they prepare a board, and they prepare a presentation on information from that college. So that is going to be on March 29th, which I think is a great exercise for all students to do to start thinking about furthering their education beyond high school. And at the high school, we have a lot going on there. The girls bowling team made the state tournament. Actually, boys and girls bowling were sectional champs. Caleb Kiss participated in the state wrestling tournament. Girls basketball, wrestling, and the cheerleaders all brought home the Portage Trail Conference League championship title. Mrs. Thornberry in the art department submitted 36 pieces of artwork for the governor's show, and 11 of those pieces were selected as finalists to be potentially displayed in Columbus. And we had 36 foreign language students take the biliteracy test to try to receive the biliteracy seal for their diploma. Last year was the first year that the state offered this test, and I think we had one student who took it last year and she earned the seal. So this year we have 36 students that are taking that test, so that's a huge increase. So good luck to all of them. And then on February, all juniors in the high school took the ACT test, which was paid in full by the state of Ohio. And then with respect to what the board is doing, a lot. We met February 25th, I think it was, with a lot of administrators. We spent 2 hours here in this room going through strategies and planning, putting together a district plan, an overall comprehensive plan for our district. Mrs. Oliveri and Mrs. Gerber led us in that, and what they have done is they met with each building, going through top to bottom strengths and weaknesses in that building, curriculum, procedures, policies, technology. Am I leaving anything out?
Leadership,
okay, yes. So we are looking at everything, every process that's going on in the district, and we continue to work on that, and we hope to have it finalized in the next couple months that we can present it to the public. And then lastly, I want to mention the Panther Run, which this is the second year for the Panther Run, which will be held on May 18th. I believe it starts at 8:30 in the morning. It'll be at the stadium, and it's a 5K and a 1 mile fun run. So hope that you can all participate in one way or another, and all money raised goes to pay off our turf fund. So with that, we will move on to student recognition. Students of the month.
We'll start off with Norton Primary and Principal Eric Morris.
Trevor Rassone and Miss Ashley Raybuck. She's one of our kindergarten teachers in our building, and she's got some wonderful things to share about this young man right here.
Okay. So when I think of a student of the month, I think of somebody who has leadership skills, is responsible, respectful, and really is always putting their best foot forward. And instantly I knew it had to be Trevor. He is all of those things and does all of those things. He is so super kind and respectful, not only to myself, but his classmates and the other teachers. His classmates, whether it's academically, he's always there to lend a hand, or just like being a great friend. His special teachers have nothing but great things to say about him, how he's always putting his best foot forward, and you'll always find him being one of the last students in the class, always helping clean up the mess of the day. That's just how thoughtful he is. He does really excellent work. He, like I said, he's always putting his best foot forward. So he's always completing his work like with precision and with complete accuracy. I think he really strives on getting a plus mark and a smiley face on his paper because he's always striving for it. I think in like hindsight, that might be due to his mild competitiveness. Super humble, but I know that he really pushes himself and motivates himself every day, whether that be just him pushing himself or his classmates. His classmates to do better work, to be kinder, or like simple things like recently, if you've been in a kindergarten classroom, you know that tying shoes is an endless task. I'm tying shoes all day long. Well, eventually I got to the point where I can't tie shoes anymore. So we made like a little brag tag that says, hey, I can tie shoes, ask me for help. So naturally, Trevor, being a leader, is one of the first ones to be able to tie shoes. And now he's just got like the rest of the class, I want to tie my shoe. This week, and I'm gonna learn how to tie my shoe, and it's just part of his like awesome energy that Trevor has about him. He's just a big influencer in the class. I love seeing him when he comes in with Panther basketball or football jersey on, and he's so proud of himself, and he really should be. I think we're gonna see great things out of him for the years to come, and I'm just so happy for him. Thank you for being a great student, buddy. Congratulations.
From our elementary building, Mr. Brady Sackett.
We are here tonight to present our Norton Elementary School Student of the Month. This is second grader Mason Meeker, who came straight from baseball practice right here. And he's with his teacher, Mrs. Camilletti. I had an opportunity to stop to see Mason in the cafeteria and fill him in on being a student of the month, and I hope to have a chance to sit and chat with him for a minute. and I don't think we said two words to each other because the kids around him exploded. It was amazing.
Did you hear Mason Student of the Month?
Yeah, so I said, okay, well, you know, Mason's a quiet guy, you know, let's talk to your friends. You know, why do you think he's been Student of the Month? You know, that's because he's a good student. They just exploded. Now that you and I even had a chance to say two words, he's a pretty quiet guy in general. So we're just using all the energy around the people around him that we're just going crazy for. Mrs. Camilletti, just extremely excited, begging me to tell mom, I can still do this. So, yeah, Laura George, Mrs. Camilletti.
Yeah, you better call her before the conferences, because I know I can't keep quiet during conferences. But was he trying to steal your lunch? I thought I saw that. I thought his lawyer takes some. But I'm Mrs. Camilletti. I'm Mason's teacher, and he's a quiet one. So at first, you know, I'm trying to read him, trying to figure out his personality. And our word for the month is kindness. And we're trying to find a student this year that really demonstrates kindness. But I always say and always think that kindness comes first, and that's what he does first. And then everything else just keeps following along. So not only is he a bright student, he's very dependable, he's organized, he's prepared, he's a really overall good student. As the year was progressing, I noticed that we have a behavior chart, and we have green that, you know, you're on task, you're making good choices, and then you can flip up to pink, more good choices, and go up to purple. Noticed like middle of the year, you know, he's always on purple. So now he's getting double purples. So he comes up and he says, you know, if double purples, we have our little clothespin that you flip up on the chart. I was like, yeah, because I think we should put the clothespin on your clothes. Okay, that's great. Okay, so if he's on double purple, I'm wearing a clothespin. But what I like about that is the other friends notice it too. They're going to try to be better, and they're going to remember that Mrs. Campbelletti's wearing clothespins. But then what, a month ago? We're on triple purple, right? What did you suggest me to do with that clothespin? It had to go in my hair. So I'm like, okay, I'll wear clothespins in my hair. So I wore one a day, right? So once in a while, I go home and I forget that the clothespin is in my hair. My kids go, oh my gosh, and Matthew's like, did you have a rough day? No, this is the new thing. You know, mommy can turn. But it's just nice to remember, like, I've got some really good, caring, and kind friends in my room. And the clothespins in the hair and on the scarves and on the shirt just remind everybody else that I can be kind first and then just keep going. It doesn't stop. Even though he's on purple, he's trying for the double, and now he's trying for triple. And that's what makes him an amazing student, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Mason, I may not say much, but we're certainly proud of you.
All right, from Norton Middle School, Principal Joyce Gerber.
Our student of the month this month is Luke Friedhoff, and he is tied up with Boy Scouts tonight. Was unable to make it, so we've made arrangements for him to come back in April and receive a certificate at that point. He was nominated by teacher Kevin Leimeister, and Mr. Leimeister will be back in April to talk about Luke Denny. Thank you.
And from the high school, Mr. Ryan Shaner.
All right, I have three. If all three of mine can come on up. I'll come too quickly, I guess. So it was interesting when you were talking about the characteristics of students of the month and what you think of. And it's amazing how it doesn't really matter if you're talking about kindergartners like Trevor or high schoolers like the three young ladies to my right. They all apply. And mom, Trevor, he's going to be up here, you know, sooner than you think. But So the three ladies I have here next to me are Mariah Burton, Logan Faber, and Liz Stokes. And I'm actually going to start with Logan here in the middle. If you recall, if you were at the board meeting last month, Logan was actually our February student of the month. However, she had a basketball game that night at Lake High School, so she was unable to make it. I did say a few things, but I want to say them again. Logan is an outstanding young lady, a member of National Honor Society. takes four AP classes right now, captain of the basketball team, and if you've watched the basketball and seen their ability, I mean, they've just been fantastic, and she has been an integral part of that. District championships, regional appearances, everything else. And she got accepted into the Ohio State University, and one of the best things I saw, she's going to major in film, or at least one of her majors is going to be in film, and one of the best things I saw this year was I actually saw the video when she got accepted to Ohio State, and it was awesome. Just the pure excitement and joy was really cool. One other thing I want to say about Logan is she says to me all the time, she doesn't know this, so I'm going to say this for the first time in front of everyone, but sometimes, you know, you just have bad days. And Logan, something that she says to me all the time when she walks by me in the hall is, hey, big guy, and don't you? All the time, you see it and everything else. And some days I need that, hey, big guy, and I kind of look forward to it. She doesn't know that, but she kind of makes my day sometimes just by saying it to me when she walks by. But so that is Logan, our February student of the month. I'm now going to move to Mariah. This is Mariah Burton. She's a senior as well. Now, Mariah, when I think of her, I think of service. She does a great job. She's done a lot in service to others while she's been at the high school. I know she's the secretary of FCCLA, but recently she also led the Pop Tab collection at the high school, which we collected a lot. And that was for the Ronald McDonald House. So she's also a member of Art Club, which I feel like every kid that I bring up here is a member of Art Club. Liz as well here in a minute. And then Mariah, she is just, her teachers just talk about how awesome of a student she is, how great she is to have in class. Some of the things that they mentioned to me is just that they wish they had more Mariahs that pass through the class every day. You probably didn't realize that your teachers feel that way about you, but they do. And then Mariah is actually going to Kent State University in the fall to major in early childhood education. So you seen a couple of really good early childhood educators come up here this morning, or this evening. So that's Mariah. And then we have Liz, and Liz Stokes is our career tech, our March career tech student of the month. Liz is in the media technology program over at Wadsworth High School, so she spends half her day over at Wadsworth High School. She's a member of National Technical Career Honor Society as well, Career Tech Honor Society. She's also in our club, and she was in marching band in the fall, so does a great job there. And then this coming fall, she's going to be going to Stark State to major in media technology as well. So we wish her luck. So we have Stark State, Ohio State, Kent State. We got all the states covered. So three outstanding young ladies from the high school.
At this time, we'll take a short break to congratulate the students of the month, but if we could have all of them come over here for a picture with Mr. Addis. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, can we move on?
Yeah.
All right.
Can we start, please?
Okay.
He's with his people.
Okay. We're going to move on to public participation. Do some public participation.
I have a question. I just want to make sure we don't have the wrong name on here.
All right, we're moving on to public participation. Is there any public participation? Okay. Under item 5, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 6, board business, under letter A, we have a first reading of policies 1 through 10. And Mr. Addis, were there any of those policies that you wanted to comment on for the public?
You know, for anyone who's here and was not a committee on the whole, the district will do a pretty thorough wrap-up of the new policies. Some new things relating to student attendance. Any student who is missing from school, parents must be notified within 120 minutes. Of the beginning of school is a new one. 6 is the use of electronic communications equipment by students. You know, our perception of this is It lessens the district's responsibility for lost or stolen property, which we think is a little bit of a win for us because they're such an important factor in students' lives. You know, when they come to our buildings, we want them to use them for educational purposes. So there's a combination with that policy. The student suspension one has probably been the one that's been most vocalized locally, and that is a student may not receive a failing grade on an assignment just because he or she is suspended, just because they're missing. Number 10, it deals with public conduct on district property. I don't believe at all that it's OHSAA based, but we're dealing with a number of issues at the national level with fan misconduct at sporting events. And to be honest, I think the state has had enough of it. And we're losing officials. We're not getting good young officials to do it because they see this behavior. And so the state is reaching out to districts to get their help. And we will certainly work with them. So there's a couple of highlights.
Thank you. Okay. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve the following policy updates January 2019, items 1 through 3?
Moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters
A? Missed something.
I'm sorry?
You missed.
I'm here. I did 1 through 3.
Oh, you put that with it? Okay,
oh.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to separate that?
No, that's okay. I just,
okay,
because it wasn't a policy.
But it's under that.
Oh, okay.
So, are you okay with that?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll just move it down.
Under item 7, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain, wasn't present.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 4.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
We were just talking about how we forgot Mr. Inks at a meeting, and I did it again. I'm sorry. Motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Under item 8, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A, B, and C?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, I just wanted to point it out, the resolution accepting the amounts and rates for the taxes. If you'll notice on the attachment, there is one line item that lists the levy that was passed in 2012. That is, it's listed at zero. That's the levy that the board voted to not collect, the 1.9 mil levy. So it's listed as a zero there, so that does show that we are not collecting that. I had some people concerned that we still would, and that shows that we're not, and we're asking the Budget Commission to not collect it also.
Thank you for that explanation. Is there any other discussion?
We have the warrants on also for approval. This month, our check totals were $444,000. The highlight for the utilities, our electric, $18,479. Gas, $13,846. Telephone, $1,228. Trash removal, $3,590. That's 2 months. And then the water bill was $3,785. The fuel for the buses, $17,757. The transportation supplies, again, that's the tires and everything that keeps the buses moving, $15,541. Food service supplies, $40,012. Textbooks and workbooks, $1,448. And our special ed purchase services were $190,989.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the following administrative contracts, items 1 and 2?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble? Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, Superintendent's Recommendations Personnel. Letter A, can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, item 1, Jackie Lawyer?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the following administrative contracts, items 1 through 10?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve personnel letters D through G?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters H through U?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Superintendent's report.
I just want to, I know we talked a little bit last month, I just want to thank ACME. They donated $2,500 to us in addition to the $5,000 last month in a renewed relationship with our school system. And I've shared this with them. We have a great relationship with a number of local businesses who demonstrate great support for our school district. But what the ACME one has done is it's brought to light the significance between local businesses and school districts. And in the same way ACME celebrated their renewed relationship with us, so too are these additional places wanting that. Because they're helping our children, they want our community to know that they're reaching out to us as well. So it's just been an exciting time getting to work with a number of them that support us, whether it's a banner project or a calendar project or here. So I'm really thankful to ACME for kickstarting this. So the $2,500 was for 1% sales on one weekend. So we're thankful that they're doing well, continue to do well. It was an incredibly impressive presentation both times that I went over there. So I'm just thankful for them.
Very nice. Okay. Mrs. Hagenbusch.
Congratulations to the Students of the Month and to the administrators who received new contracts. Without you guys, we couldn't do anything that we do here, so we appreciate it. You're kind of our unsung heroes all the time, so thank you.
Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. You hit all the athletes' accomplishments, but the one thing, without saying names, one of the things that stood out, we learned this at the Athletic Council, 40-plus, when it'll all be said and done, scholar athletes amongst all the different winter programs. So that's impressive. More mm-hmm. impressive than league championships, the kids able to juggle sports mm-hmm. Sports and academics. We had a couple Player of the Year selections for the PTC and two coaches that were Player of the Year for the PTC. So because I don't want to spoil the banquet, I'm not going to say names, but
we're sworn to secrecy.
Yeah. And then I also wanted to, congratulate the admin team. It's awesome what you guys do in today's environment with social media, kids, parents. It's a wild time out there. Thank you, and it's well deserved. So happy to have you.
Mrs. Webble.
congratulations to all our students of the month. They're just, some of those little ones are just so adorable. Cracks me up every time. And our winter sports, congratulations to the kids and the ones that are still going. Hopefully they do well. And to everybody that got contracts, congratulations.
Thanks.
Do you remember me?
Yeah.
I am here. Okay, great.
Now, wait a minute. Let's just clarify. It wasn't just me. All right.
Yeah, Students of the Month, fantastic. Like I said, always one of my favorite parts to see the kids, the parents, the families come out here like Pat pointed out, the smile on Dad's face over there is priceless. You know, of his name Trevor. Primary, it was awesome. It was one proud dad over there. But also, Mrs. Bennett mentioned all the other things going on in the district. I mean, the sports things, those are the things that get the press. You know, they're in the paper, they're on the news, they're on Twitter and all those, but all the other things, but, you know, the kids getting to play with the orchestra.
That's
cool. Those are experiences that, you know, not everybody's going to get. Not other kids in the school district are going to get. You know, our kids going to take the ACT for free. You know, things like that. So I just want to say kudos to everybody in our district, our administrators that put those things out there that make it possible for our kids. And that's why we keep bringing our administrators back, because they're great people out there. So I want to say thank you to everything you guys do, too. Good work.
Mr. Santelli.
And along with great administrators, it takes great staff, great parents, and great students. And I would like to congratulate all of you on your accomplishments in the recent months. I would like to point out again the bowling team. I mean, a couple of the kids on it. It's just it's so exciting to have the bowling teams so successful this year. Let's see. There was something else, I'm sorry. Oh, and the art show. I didn't realize that the art students had done so well. So thank you for pointing that out for your notes.
Thank you. I also wanted to mention, I failed to mention this earlier, but we had two state qualifiers for speech and debate. And I'm not sure if that's been held yet. Do we know?
The state competition was held, yeah.
It was
last weekend.
Okay, all right. So again, thank you to the Students of the Month. It's always great to hear how just impressive a lot of our students are, and that's wonderful. And congratulations to our administrative team. I think we have a very strong team, and it's a pleasure to work with all of you. So thank you. And thank you also to ACME. That's great. I mean, what, in 6 weeks they've donated $7,500 to the district, so that's very appreciative. So that's all I have. With that, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment of personnel, to discuss the sale purchase of property, and to discuss pending legal action.
So moved.
Okay.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We will now go into executive session. Of executive session, can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Sorry.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.